thank you for joining us. I'm Rory McCann. I am the marketing manager and a conference producer with Life Science Nation. I'm joined today by MindLab CEO, Larry Raoul James. Larry, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about the company.
Wonderful. Let's start with you. How did you get involved with MindLab? Give us a brief overview of your career trajectory and maybe the early days of MindLab.
That's an interesting question. I studied biomedical engineering, which ultimately led me to work for two pharmaceutical companies. One had a great deal for a novel pain drug, but it never made it to market. Several years later, I left that company and I started to work for a different company, which had a similar, but not the same medication that actually received FDA approval. And I said, aha, I realized my current company had the research that helped answer the question why my first company failed.
Interesting.
I know. So I teamed with a friend that I met at Stern Business School, and we designed and conducted proof of study concepts. And the results were outstanding. So at that point, we decided to arrange meetings with the FDA so we could do our pre-IND meetings. They gave us some marching orders regarding what they would look for in our toxicology studies. I self-funded the company by investing a couple of $1 million of my own funds and funds from friends and family. And we completed our CMC work and our toxicology work and realized that we really had a great drug that we were going to move forward with.
Wow, congratulations. Can you share a little bit more about the drug that you developed with MindLab? Share a little bit about what problems you're solving.
Oh, sure. So I worked in pain management the early part of my career, and I really believe in pain management a lot from having friends, family members, and so forth suffering from intractable pain that they actually needed opioids to work. The company came out with a combination of a drug which was based off morphine. And the idea was to reduce the dose of the morphine, but still keep the efficacy the same. In addition, reduce tolerance, dependence, and the potential of people getting addicted to the medication through liking and craving.
That's so important.
Especially in the current market that we have right now. So just to give you a time frame, when the first company was working on this drug, this is when people were very much into investing in opioids. It was the rave because of OxyContin and the benefits those drugs actually provided. So I like to say that a lot of people are looking at opioids as being bad, and that's not really the issue. The issue is in the drug going to people who should not be using the medication. Other than that, opioids are a great way to help people that actually need them because there's nothing else or anything in the pipeline that has been invented that can get rid of cancer pain, chronic pain, you know, people coming out of surgeries. You need something for it. And I'm the inventor of the drug, by the way. I found the way by adding three compounds together that synergistically would increase the effect of the medication, decrease the amount of the drug that you would need to get the effect that the person would have to experience regarding the pain level, but at the same time, decrease the potential for liking and craving. So at the end of the day, we have an opioid, I like to call it morphine plus, that is going to be, if approved, and we hit all our endpoints, far less addictive than anything currently on the market.
Wow, that's pretty exciting and very impressive. Can you talk a little bit about what the early stage fundraising has been like? You touched on it already, but can you go into a little bit more detail about what that process has been like when seeking investment, seeking partners?
Arduous. MindLab, unfortunately, developed this great idea during the height of the opioid crisis. As soon as you mention morphine, people run. I always thought what I learned in business school, that if you discover and fix a problem, that this is the thing that people want to invest in. But I didn't find that to be the case. So I have been spending my money in order to keep the company moving forward to the stages that we are currently at right now. Fortunately for me, I attended a RESI conference and I met a company named MTech who specialized in putting together projects for the Army Medical Research and Development Command. And we submitted a proposal to them and they came back and said, and I'm gonna quote this, MindLab novel product to address pain management on the battlefield would support readiness and care in future battlefield scenarios, and its team of highly qualified, experienced, and knowledgeable staff can successfully carry out the proposed project and demonstrated a clear and feasible strategy to attain FDA approval.
That's a pretty good endorsement.
I think so. Based upon what we submitted to them, the drug, they see the benefits from it. They see how it could help the soldiers. And again, all the other commercial aspects that we have, but they did not have the funding currently to fund the project. So we're waiting for the beginning of next year to hopefully that funding will come through. In the interim, we are still continually trying to raise funding. We are hoping that by having such a great endorsement by the Department of Defense, it will acknowledge to people that this drug is needed. There's people who have vouched for us that are third party that have no interest other than trying to find something that is going to fill a need. And I personally take it as a social responsibility that this drug needs to make it to the market. So if Mind Lab has a drug that is, if approved, it hits all its endpoints, a better version of morphine, then it can provide such benefits to people in the marketplace, because the main key point of this drug is the ability to attenuate liking and craving, which is the main reasons why people get addicted to a medication.
Can you share a little bit more, though, about your strategy? Because it's a hard sell because there's such a negative connotation with opioids, and just on the surface level, early stage therapeutics can be pretty tough to sell to investors because of such a long timeline. How did you go about reaching out to the partners that led to this endorsement by the DoD? What was your strategy, and really, how did you get over those hurdles?
Interesting enough, it began and ended with a RESI conference. You know, I met the COO of MTech, and she put me in front of the project managers, who then gave us the grant proposal. We then in turn hired a grant writer to help us put forward the proposal. And we took all the material and information we've had, and we have tons of scientific data to support the proposal that we submitted to the government. And then I kept my fingers crossed and prayed. And I always feel confident about this drug because there's nothing wrong with the science. Our science is solid. What we need to do is to overcome the perception that this is a Me Too product, or the perception from people that do not want to go into a pain management. But at the end of the day, we feel a need. The need still exists. The need is growing. And if we can replace what's already out there with something better, then again, this is an amazing medication. The other piece of it is that since much of the work has already been done, we can relatively get this drug to market with a very small investment as compared to other pharmaceutical platforms. So all in, this can move forward and this drug will be on the market within the next 3 to 4 years.
I think that's a great pitch. And that's something that at RESI we know goes a long way. You identify the need, you identify your solutions, you can back it up with the data, and you have a go-to-market strategy. And I think that strategy works really well when you are meeting with potential investors, you are meeting with strategic partners. Do you have any advice for other early stage therapeutics companies? Maybe they're also dealing with a similar hurdles where they don't feel like investors are looking at their drug, or maybe they're just having a hard time getting their foot in the door. What would you tell them?
What has kept Mind Lab afloat is our belief in our drug, our belief in our science, and our commitment to helping people get the medication that they need. Attend conferences, because people need to network with each other and find partners that have the ability to help them. I was so caught up in the science that I wasn't thinking about raising the money. Initially, I thought the science was going to raise the money, but that's not the truth as I know today. You can have the best science in the world and not have anybody give you a dime.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but true.
So don't give up. Don't give up on your dream and your belief of what you have. You have to keep pushing forward.
Yes, I think that is such great insight. It's true. It takes a village, and there is nothing wrong with that, with that endorsement of the DoD. We hope that it does get more eyes on MindLab and at Life Science Nation. We're really happy that Rezi was a stop along the way. And Larry, we wish you and the team at MindLab all the success. Please keep us in the loop. We want to know what happens next year, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. I will definitely let you know how things are moving forward.